Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. David Gage is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's an old friend of ours. Dave is the founder of BMC Associates, which is a mediation and consulting firm. And he also is an adjunct professor at American University School of Business. He's the author of The Partnership Charter, How to Start Out Right with Your New Business Partnership. And as I said, he's our friend. David, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. David, we're going to talk about mediation. David's going to talk to us about mediation rather than conflict, and using mediation to solve a conflict rather than some other extreme measures. When you have that in your business. But before we do, David, I'd like for you to take a moment and explain to us what you mean when you say the partnership charter.
Well, the partnership charter is it's a phrase that I use to describe a process to keep people out of mediation, frankly, to keep people out of conflict. Any people who come together and want to work together as business partners, or find that, you know, who are working as business partners and recognize that, you know, there are a lot of things you really have to discuss and negotiate and come to agreement about to have that kind of a close working relationship. The partner relationship is very special, and nobody's trained to do it. So I wrote a book on all of the things you really should talk about. And
so you're basically talking about a rule book, a playbook, a guidebook,
something to
establish rules in advance of a conflict.
Yes, and I'd call it a guidebook, and it helps people to recognize all of the different topics that they need to talk about, whether they're business topics like ownership and roles and governance, or interpersonal kinds of topics like their interpersonal styles and how they communicate and what their values are, their expectations for one another, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. And so you actually recommend people formalize these things, don't you?
I do. Anybody who's coming together to be partners should have a retreat, a 2-3 day retreat, when they look at all of these issues, discuss them, and create a written document about their understandings with one another. And an important part of that document, Jim, really is has to do with scenario planning and people looking at, you know, what if this happened to us? How would we handle that situation? Especially if, you know, when they finally get to that situation, if they don't agree, having some guidelines for how they'd handle it are critical.
Well, and the problem, though, David, as you I'm sure well know, mm-hmm. is that at the stage that you're encouraging people to create this partnership charter, mm-hmm. they're still in love, so to speak. I mean, mm-hmm. they're in love with the idea that they've come together with. They're in love with the idea that they could do this together. They're excited about the camaraderie, all that is there. And anything that tries to bring them back down to earth is a downer. And
that
so
is
it
true.
takes a great deal of discipline and maturity to create a partnership charter at the beginning stages of a business, doesn't it?
Absolutely. People have to recognize that it is difficult to be partners. I'd say the typical partnership gets going with sort of boilerplate agreements, either from a lawyer or they find them online somewhere. So they really don't have all of the discussions. They just kind of create a boilerplate legal document, and then they think
right.
They're set. Well, about 2-3 years later, something happens. You know, they have a cash flow, or somebody wants to bring in their spouse into the partnership, or who knows what it is.
There's a divorce or whatever.
Something happens, yep, and they realize, oh my goodness, we didn't talk about that. We don't have any kind of guidelines to how we're going to handle that. And that's when they get into trouble.
But they need you probably, folks. And I have to. I mean, I would be in this category. I would need help with something like this. And of course, that's why David wrote the book. And of course, that's how he makes his living, is helping people with that. The Partnership Charter is the book. The author is David Gage. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to, once you get into a situation that's difficult, how do you get out of it? How do you successfully get out of it? One of the ways is mediation, and we're going to get David to help us with that, and that's coming up right after the next break. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and visiting with our good friend David Gage. He's the author of The Partnership Charter. We're talking about how to make sure your business that you have with other people, that you've joined together with other people to be in, stays effective, that this relationship stays effective. And of course, there are lots of different kinds of partnerships, aren't there, David? I mean, there are marriage, there are people who are married who are in business together.
Right.
There are family members, brothers, cousins, in-laws, right. Outlaws who are in business
right.
together. There are people who are totally unrelated, just friends who are business together, partners together. There are people who buy into a business. They didn't know this other person from Adam until all of a sudden they had the opportunity to buy into a business. All of a
yeah.
sudden now we have a partnership. I mean, there are zillions of stories like this all around the world. Well, if the partnership charter doesn't get established, or if it is established and it's not working well, and now we have a conflict, David,
mm-hmm.
you recommend mediation, don't you?
I do. I actually recommend a stepwise process, because mediation is interesting. Okay. So if a few years ago, like 20 years ago, mediation wasn't that prevalent.
Would you describe mediation for those who might not know about it?
I sure will. Mediation is a voluntary process where the parties who have some conflict say, you know what, we're stuck and we need somebody's help to get us through this, you know.
Yeah.
And they bring in a third party, and we could talk a little bit about that, you know, who they bring in, because sometimes mm-hmm. they bring in
There are professionals.
Sometimes if you bring in people who aren't really neutral.
Yeah, if you're brothers, don't bring your mother in. That won't work.
Exactly, but they try, I'll tell you. And it's not that mothers don't make good mediators in some situations, but it's a tricky role.
Yeah.
So people in conflict, however many people there are in conflict, bring in a third party who's neutral. That means they have nothing to do, no stake in the game, you know, no skin in the game, that kind of thing. Bring in a neutral, hopefully trained person whose job it is simply just to facilitate the resolution of the conflicts. So they're there just to help with assisting the negotiations that are going on and have gotten stuck.
Mm.
And that's their role.
And again, there are people you can hire to be a mediator. And now you use the word voluntary. Because
mm-hmm.
the interesting thing about mediation is it only works if the people who are involved agree to make it work.
Exactly.
It's a way of finding reasonableness between the parties, something that they both can live with, right?
Right, right. So possibly people hear about, you know, people being forced into mediation. So in some of the states have said, if you're divorcing and you've got kids, you are going to go to mediation, because they do it because it's a better process and it leaves people, it helps people to stay friends in a way,
right.
get them back.
At least not hate each other, maybe.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So you can be forced into mediation in some instances, but it's still voluntary. If you try and it doesn't work, you're out of it.
Right. And this is as opposed to a lawsuit where when the judge drops the gavel, that's the deal, subject to maybe an appeal, I don't know, but
right.
or arbitration, which is pretty much arbitration is, as by definition, it's arbitrary. I mean, once the arbitrator makes a decision, there is no appeal in arbitration, is there?
Typically, arbitration is what they call binding.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of things that are confusing here. You know, is mediation binding? Well, if you and I are in business together and we hire a mediator and to resolve our conflict, then we agree to this, that, and the other thing, and we sign on the bottom line, on the dotted line, that's binding on us.
That's an enforceable contract, isn't it?
That is, because we have agreed. But we've agreed voluntarily. We don't have to agree in mediation, whereas in arbitration, in many arbitration clauses in business contracts, once you get into the business relationship, there's an arbitration clause which says if we don't agree, we're going to hire an arbitrator, and that person is going to figure out who's right and who's wrong, and we're bound by that.
Isn't the three levels, mediation, binding arbitration, and lawsuit, aren't those really three levels of acrimony? I mean, is it mediation where, you know, we're not really mad at each other, we just can't seem to agree, and arbitration is... I mean, I'm, what do you think? I'm trying to help people decide whether they're, which, you know, where they are in this. You know, am I actually a candidate for mediation?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Actually, you can be in any level of complexity. That doesn't really matter too much. There is a little thing about if you're fighting over points of law, then you probably need to go to a judge. But
right.
not many people are fighting over points of law.
Well, in other words, I guess what I'm getting at is if you're at the point where you just, you know, you don't want anything to do with this person, there's nothing that anybody can say, you can't stand to be around them, or whatever, you know, are you a candidate at that point for mediation, or are you better off with arbitration?
Well, you're definitely a candidate. No matter how angry you are, no matter how much you don't want to talk, you are a candidate for mediation. Because
okay.
The mediator's job, the first and foremost, is to get the people collaborating, kind of get them on the same side of the mm-hmm. table, even though they feel like, you know, put their knives and guns aside and
right.
And get them on the same side of the table, recognizing that they are in a problem together, even though they might be pointing the finger at the other person. They're
right.
in it together.
Right. Stand by. We're going to talk some more about mediation, how to use mediation to resolve conflicts in your business with our good friend David Gage. He's the author of The Partnership Charter, available wherever books are sold. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check those out. Use them to your advantage. Two different kinds of websites. One of them has a lot of our content, like our show and articles and the newsletter and the blog. The other one is our knowledge base. Ask Jim is our knowledge base, and that's where you can find Small Business Answers right now. We're visiting with our good friend David Gage. He's the author of The Partnership Charter. David, tell us where your book's available and give us your website, too, please.
Well, it's available at Amazon, and it's available through some of the big bookstores, and it's also on our website. You can download or read the first couple chapters for free and learn a lot about partnerships in there. So the website is bmcassociates.com. B as in boy.
bmcassociates.com.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So check that out, folks. Okay, David, we're talking about mediation, using mediation as an opportunity to resolve a conflict. When do we decide if we need a professional? How do we decide that, or rather than somebody who's just somebody we know?
Well, there are telltale signs of conflict in relationships, and it's always better to be aware of those signs because it is better to get help before things go too far south. So if you have a partner in business and you notice that You know, you're kind of avoiding each other. You're skipping meetings. If you find that your partner's telling you things that surprise you, you just didn't know about them, so there's, like, poor communication. Also in business, what happens, that's a good sign that partners need help, is where there's sort of political maneuvering and partners are talking to employees about their partner business. That happens.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, or I'd say, you know, the other, where you get kind of emotional flare-ups, anger and annoyance. When you see any of those signs, really that's time to say, you know, should we sit down with somebody
That sounds like immaturity, though. Unprofessionalism. I mean, I don't know that mediation can solve those kinds of problems, can it? Sounds like somebody needs counseling to me.
Well, that's very interesting, because sometimes people call us and say, well, we're not sure whether we need mediation or therapy.
Yeah.
Now, my background...
or a spanking, maybe.
Well, maybe sometimes. My background is clinical psychology, so I've done a lot of therapy work with families and groups. And what I would say about that is, if you're in business together, and, you know, it seems like your partner is misbehaving or just not getting along with you, you probably don't, or you know, especially if you're in with your family, or you're in business with your family, and you say, oh my goodness, these issues go back way, way back. You know, these are family, deep-seated, personal issues.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't therapy necessary? Well, what I tend to say is, if you're in business together, you're probably fighting over how you make decisions and what happens in the business, and the best way to address those issues and get your relationship back on track is to focus on the issues, get some help, work through those issues, feel better about how you're working together. Then the fact that you used to fight 20 years ago in your personal relationship, it doesn't matter anymore, because you're working together well again.
What do you think about the idea of a board of directors being a good preventer of the need for mediation? What do you think about that? In other words, always having that long before the challenge pops up, or maybe the board of directors would actually prevent the challenge.
Right. I think a good board of directors is so helpful to keep problems from really festering or arising. But what you want to be careful of, if you're already in a conflict, you don't want to go to your board members
and
say, hey, help us resolve this, because to them it's going to feel like you're asking me to take sides. And people on boards, they don't want to do that. They want to focus on business issues. They want to advise people. Rarely do they want to just get in the way of get between partners who are in battle.
Right.
They don't get paid enough for that. Usually that's what they say. We don't get paid enough for that.
Well, or in many cases, for small businesses in a board situation like that, they're not getting paid at all.
Yeah, and they're
just, you know, I'll be on your board, you be on my board, and we'll kind of take a look at each other.
Right.
You know, it's one of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
David, unfortunately, I got to wrap it up. Give us your website one more time, please.
It's BMC, Business Mediation and Collaboration, bmcassociates.com.
And the book is called The Partnership Charter. By David Gage. David, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Great.
We'll see
Great
you next time.
Great talking with you. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, David. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.